Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, and welcome everybody. Glad you could be with us and listen to us at your convenience through the Blog Talk Radio archive. Tonight, we're going to talk about how Inner Sight cares about all the people. And the reason for that is because anybody can become disabled and they'll be subject to the system that you hear us talk about all the time. So the agencies that we have to deal with have to come to realize that there's an element of hostility happening here between those of us who need these agencies and those who run them. And that element is, push comes to shove, no agency that I know of is going to help you to stay free and in your own home. They're going to vote in favor of the nursing home. All of these programs, all of these, even the independent living centers cannot, the way the system is right now, cannot stop that because they're under contract with the state. So what needs to happen here, the agencies should immediately come together and summon their politicians and say, look, we can't service these people in the right way because this element of hostility is hanging over not only their heads, but our heads. Anybody who works for these agencies can wind up in a nursing home. They're not exempt. And even if you have money, you could wind up in a nursing home. Because the family can fight you and prove that you're indigent or whatever it is, and you belong in a controlled type environment like a nursing home. That's why the only solution is to turn them into accessible housing. But the agencies that we have to deal with must come to realize that no one, and I said last night 99%, and I'll keep to that, no one in the community who has to deal with those agencies, or even if they don't have to deal with the agencies, wants to go to a nursing home. Now that means that these agencies that are providing these services should do something about that. I mean, how can you service people when the bottom line is you're going to abandon them at some point? That's what happens. You know, show me one agency that went beyond a certain amount of hours when somebody was being put into a nursing home and they had to stop sending them aides because they only allowed a certain amount of hours. All right, even if you have a hearing on it, and some people have, and you win, you're still not going to get the hours that you need, and the nursing homes are still there. So what did you win? See, that's the bottom line. How can you win anything if the damn places are still there? You know, another couple of months, another year, whatever it is, things change, and you're right back where you started from, on the verge of the damn nursing home. So the agencies need to realize this and say to the legislators, look, we're beating a dead horse here, so to speak. You know, we don't want a dead horse. We We want to resurrect this horse. We want to make the horse well. And the way you do that is pass a law. We want to pass a law enabling us to raise money in our community for the disabled people that we service. Money that will be used to keep them out of a nursing home. It's the only time that money can be touched and used. And we want you to pass a law, legislators. We want you to pass a law so that we, the agencies, not only can help these people, but help ourselves. Help ourselves and help the agency to be able to have the power to raise money and get a certain percentage of it, like a fundraiser. That's what's needed in this country. That's the biggest thing that we don't have. All the independent living centers are prohibited from raising money. You know why? Because the government wants to keep the nursing homes going. That's the reason why. You know, they claim that they're trying to keep you out of a nursing home. That's a bunch of bull. If they were trying to keep you out of a nursing home, they'd get rid of them, turn them into something good. They're not trying to keep you out of a nursing home. Playing games with you is all it is. And they know that they're going to get their money back eventually, because if so-and-so doesn't go into a nursing home, somebody else will come along and go in. And here comes the money out of that person's disability or whatever else they may own. So we at InnerSight urge all these agencies to come out. It's going to be a big election year. This is the year. This is the time to do it. Urge the new president, whoever it may be, that we want to remove the hostility in the community. We want to, all these disabled people to be friendly with us. And if they wish, help us raise the money by telling their story or doing public service announcements or what have you. That's what needs to be done in order to promote this idea of turning nursing homes into accessible housing. And that's something that everybody can praise, that everybody needs. Even those who like nursing homes. What are they going to say? We don't need housing? Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. So that's the email. Check them out. And don't forget A Day for Milton. Anybody out there, whatever state you're in, if you'd like to create a day for Milton, we'd love to help you and be a part of InnerSight with that. Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the guide dog school over a year ago when the trainer left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave and neglected him. And to make it worse, are neglecting his Milton's owner, Michelle, the blind woman who is suffering greatly because of Milton's loss, and the school has done nothing to diminish or help that suffering. So A Day for Milton, you can call the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. and we'll go into the details and talk to you and be happy to help set that up in whatever state you're in. A day for Milton. All right. Don't forget the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, you need dog food, cat food, 631-484-08. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get that number right. I got the wrong number. Let me check that number. 631-484-3085, I believe it is. Nobody Starved on Long Island. You can go to the website and check it out. Dog food, cat food, all free, and medical when he's able to do it. And by the way, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, where you can see a great presence of Milton, Bellport, New York. 631-286-0444 on the Shelby's Kitchen for catering. So check that out, and you'll see beautiful pictures of Milton over there, the guide dog. All right, on that Starved number, 631-484-3085. That's it. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, and proud to announce our up-and-coming news conference on February 27th, and that'll be a good vehicle to say that the agencies, and of course directed at the politicians, that the agencies should be allowed to raise money to keep people out of nursing homes. I mean, look at the advantages of that. People will be able to work. They won't have the stress of being threatened with a nursing home. They'll be able to be in their own home, be more comfortable. There's so many advantages. They'd be safer. They'd be less likely to catch communicable diseases. There's all kinds of benefits that goes with that idea. And there would be more housing for people. Turn those nursing homes right into housing. So February 27th, if you'd like to be a part of the news conference, drop us a note, or you can contact SILO, and I'm sure they're going to be making a list of people. We're going to try to get as many people as we can to attend and to say how they feel about nursing homes. All right. And when I went to the event, the last event of SILO, every person I talked to agreed. Even the people who work for these nursing home programs agreed that, yes, you're right. We should have. They should be turned into accessible housing. So we're on the right track. We've got the disabled. We've got SILO behind us. I interpret that as the disabled community that is solidly behind InnerSight to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing and benefit the whole country. Not just a few disabled people. The whole country. And all those who are struggling to keep their loved ones out of a nursing home. All right, we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty, my buddy. And Islip, donor to Inner Sight. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Hope your wife is doing better. Got to call you and catch up. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank him. Islip Cleaners, donate. My friend Tony and his wife, a donor to Inner Sight. Thank you so much. And we must keep this show on the air. This is the hope for people who want it to get better. You know, hooking up with the Independent Living Center is proof of that, that we're headed in the right direction. And the true meaning of independence will be enhanced when these nursing homes are turned into accessible housing and they don't hang over our heads anymore like a plague. All right, Inner Sight, engineer, are you there? Hello, engineer. I don't know what happened to her. As usual. All right, Able News. On and About the Disabled. You can get a free subscription online. Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. Able News. They got a calendar of events. They have a personal column where you can make a new friend or more. And various articles by experts and columns, and they have stuff that you can buy and sell in the Able paper. I think that page is, well, they probably move it around, but a lot of times it's in the back of the paper. All right, Able News. Online, you get a free copy. Been around for over 30 years. Able and Inner Sight hooked up together. Thank you, Angela Melanie. All right. And tonight's show, how Inner Sight can help every agency. And that's what we want to do. 819 New York, Inner Sight. That's what we want to do because we're all, whether we realize it or not, we are all linked together. The agencies need us as much as we need them. Now, they haven't really come to realize that yet because if they did, they'd be listening to us, and they'd be changing. Everything changes. Just listen to the news, especially the business news. All these companies are making improvement, and a lot of it has to do with money. And so it is that the agencies that service the disabled need to make improvements. And it has something to do with money. You can make money on it. You know, you establish a fund for a person, keep them out of a nursing home. If that person needs that money to stay out, you know, they need whatever, they need equipment or whatever, then the agency comes back and refurbishes that fund, replenishes the fund, and is allowed to, would be allowed to make money on it. That should be the law. People shouldn't have to surrender their dignity, their home, the lose their apartment, lose their identity, have to eat food that they don't like or they're not accustomed to, have medical care not of their choosing, and a disregard for all the holistic healing that become available, especially in the last 10 years, and that is available. None of that is being practiced in the nursing homes. That's why you're better off in your own home. You can have the doctor of your choice, especially if you have the funds. That's a big plus. You know, how many people would like to go to Gary Noel for help? The guy who's been on the radio for, over 50 years now, and is a health specimen. You know, you got to have the money for that. That would be part of keeping healthy. And when the nursing home still exists, it'll be part of keeping out of the nursing home, because those kinds of healers can direct you so that your brain can function a lot better, so you don't get these degenerative diseases of the brain. A lot of new stuff coming out. So the benefits are endless, and the agencies have to realize that most of us, I'm not going to speak for all of us, most of us don't trust them. I know I don't. You know, they'd turn you in a minute. You know, they would have to go along with the state. And that's the thing that is driving this system. So you really want to do something to help us get the politicians to make a change, all right? Yeah, the nursing homes will still be there, that change, but it'll be a step closer toward turning them into accessible housing, and that's a big step. That the agencies now are allowed to raise money to help keep people out of nursing homes. I mean, that would be the beginning of the end of these nursing homes. And then what you have to do, of course, is outlaw them. Make it illegal for anybody to start up a nursing home in this country. They want to help people. Help them stay in their own home. Excuse me. Put the money up for that. Fundraise for that. Attract people with big money. You know. And a lot of people would be grateful. Believe me. A lot of disabled people would thank the agencies for participating in this, for doing this. I mean, you can only thank them halfway now. Because even if you're on one of those programs, something goes wrong, you know, and you don't meet the criteria, you're in danger of the nursing home. Like my grandpa used to say, they do a half-assed job. And it's true. It is a half-assed job. Because they don't complete the job. Completing the job is removing the threat. And at the same time, raising the money to keep the person safe and sound in their own home. That's all it is. You know, somebody told me, or you heard last night that a friend in Florida, the sister of a good friend of mine, is having problems, and sometimes she roams around the complex at night, you know. Well, the state's answer is put her in an institution, put her in a nursing home, where most likely she'll be abused. Instead of saying, hey, what agencies are known to her there? What she got there? What kind of, why don't we put up half the money and let the agencies raise the other half, and let's get someone to stay with her in her own home. Someone that she knows, preferably, or someone that she's comfortable with, or whatever. You know, it can be worked out. But they're not doing that. Their answer is the institution. You see where they create hostility? And any other person, any other neighbor who have come to her aid, which is my understanding, is subject to the same damn thing. Next year, the year after, same thing can happen to them. The element is there. You know, it's there like a plague, and it's not being dealt with in the right way. And the right way is to have enough money to keep the person in their own home and find the right people to be with them, if that's the situation. Some people may not need someone to be with them. They may just need certain equipment or certain things or what have you. Others may need someone to be in there. Bring in the medical experts, holistic, if you will, please, to help the person to improve. That there, the money comes in on that too. So Inner Sight, yes, is trying to help these agencies. The government will still be there. They can still put up half the money, pay your salary, but the agency should be allowed to partner up with their constituency, their disabled constituency in the community, and say, hey, we can help you. All right? We're starting a fund for you to keep you out of a nursing home. Let's sit down and figure out what you need, because we're going to get it for you. No strings, no criteria, none of this crap where you got to apply every year. No. Get rid of all that. It's all a bunch of bull. And the government should contribute. The government should put up half of what the agency raises. And eventually, as it blooms, you can phase the government out. You won't need them anymore. No more nursing homes. Agency raises the money. And you always have the element, of course, of a backup by the government. That always will be there, no matter what. You know, it's like when a traffic light goes out, they send out the police cars to make sure that everybody is behaving in the right way. See, that kind of thing. So that's the Inner Sight offer to these agencies. We've done it. We've gone to our congressmen and legislators and tried to change things. You know, but we're just a small outfit. We don't have a big building like a lot of these people have. So we need everybody to do it. Everybody has to approach their legislator and urge them to allow the agencies to raise money to keep people out of a nursing home. And whatever the government wants to give on top of that, fine. Let them. But what will happen is the person will not come to depend on that because of the monies that is would be being raised by the agency. Interior from the government, in that case, where there's money there to help the person, would not carry that much weight. And if need be, even if the government wanted to go to court to put that person in the nursing home, or if the family wanted to go to court or whatever, the person would have the money for good legal representation. That's the change that we need in this country, in the right direction. And what are you doing? You're helping somebody. You're helping somebody who wants to keep their home. If they drive their car with little asset, their pension. I mean, can you imagine the news story this would make? Such and such an agency has helped 200 people to stay out of a nursing home. We've raised X amount of dollars, and we're continuing our program. What a news story that would make. The nursing home owners won't like it, so what? The hell with them. We don't like them either. But they would also demonstrate that you don't need these nursing homes. Now you can, once that happens, you'd be a step or more closer toward turning those nursing homes into accessible housing. What can we do with them will be the next question. Inner Sight has the answer. We need housing in this country desperately. And then the agencies can start raising money for that too. You know, it's endless. It's endless what you can do, and of course, the taxes could probably go down if it's worked right. You won't have the nursing homes anymore. People would have money for their medical. That would be part of staying out of a nursing home. And look at all the money you would save in this country. So there it is, folks. Inner Sight urges every agency to contact their legislator, state, federal, you know, and say, hey, you're running for re-election. You want us to vote for you? Give us the power to raise money to keep our constituents out of a nursing home. And if you don't, we're going to put it up on our website, and we're going to tell everybody that you're in love with nursing homes. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. You can do it in a nice way, but people should know. So there is the plan. There is the idea. And believe me, if Inner Sight had the money, we would start the ball rolling. We would do it. As a matter of fact, we're making a list now, and we're going to try to somehow get it started. maybe this news conference will kick it off. You know, we'll start with 10 people and make it a news story. All right, InnerSight, if you want to call in, you got to use the InnerSight hotline. I don't know what happened to the engineer. 631-224-3090. If you want to comment on any of what we said or add anything to it, 631-224-3090 is the InnerSight hotline, and we'll try to retrieve your call and put it out on the air. Hey, tomorrow night, the funnies. We're going to have some fun around here tomorrow night. InnerSight. Jimmy Dinigan will be here with his estranged seeing eye dog, guide dog. You know, whatever term you want to put to it. InnerSight dog. Let's call it InnerSight dog. InnerSight dog. And Louie will be here, and we're hoping Sweet Pepper Treat has told me that she will be here tomorrow night, so hoping to have the whole gang and get some wacky stuff here. And I don't know, we'll come up with something outrageous, I'm sure, that we'll probably think of overnight, you know. InnerSight Frolic tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Check it out. With Louie the Lip, Jimmy Dinigan, treat yours truly, and have a lot of fun. So, urge your provider that you're dealing with, anyone out there, who's listening, who believes in what we're talking about, urge your provider to contact and to even have a meeting. Get a bunch of people together. That's what we're doing right now. We're talking to a number of people who happen to be listening. Urge your agency, to whatever agency you're dealing with, to contact their legislator to pass a law, draft a law, and pass it so that the agencies can raise money to keep people out of a nursing home. And that's really part of what has to be done to help people. There's people all over this country who need help with that. There's loved ones who have taken in their relatives, struggling, trying to keep them out of the horrors of a nursing home. People deserve help. And I don't mean help where you gotta apply and reapply and this goes wrong, that changes, right away they put you in a nursing home. No, not that kind of help. I'm talking about solid help. The money is there. Get the right people, you know, bonded people, certified aides, and work it so that person is safe in their own home and they don't have to be in captivity in a nursing home. That's the kind of situation that should exist in this country. Freedom of choice. It would give people the freedom of choice. Right now, people don't have that because they don't have the means to have it. The means The potential for the means is there. Been to it. Let's make it happen. You know, and we'd love to hear from some agencies as to your thoughts on this. In speaking to people at the Independent Living and other people, I know that people want this. They want it. They want the protection they had of a nursing home. They want to know that money is there for them. You know? Let's say $100,000. A person would feel a lot better if they knew that they had $100,000 in an account to keep them out of a nursing home in case of emergency. That's how it's got to be looked at. It's a damn emergency to keep somebody out of a nursing home. A person would be a lot more secure, and the agencies could help, you know, would raise that money, and it would be protected by law. That's how it should work. That money can only be used for one thing, in the name of the person for which it's raised. Now maybe they put a stipulation in there that person could transfer it to another person if they don't need it to stay out of a nursing home. I mean, there's all kinds of things that lawyers can figure out, you know. Speaking of lawyers, civil rights friend lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. You can just give him a call if you have any civil rights issues. Jimmy's a good guy. You don't have to pay him. He's an excellent lawyer. He handled my case. He's helping me with the Section 8 violations now, the violations that Section 8 put on me. They violated me. So 516-783-9662 on the James Bahamundi. Forget about the last name. Just call him Jimmy. That's what I do. All right, Inner Sight. And we'll go down the week. Monday night, we call the show Mad or Glad. You can sound off about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday is open mic, where you can pick your own subject. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. Now, the title of the show is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. But along with that, we always pick out a theme. So I don't know what that'll be this week, but we'll come up with something. Of course, now is one of the big main talking points on the Wednesday night show will be the up-and-coming news conference, February 27th, 11 in the morning, out here in Suffolk County at Silo. All right? And we will try to provide some kind of transportation. We'll have to see what our friends at Suffolk Bus can do, if anything, for people who want to come to that. All right. But it's the first news conference that I know of spells out the solution to these nursing homes. And it's a solution where they don't exist anymore. That's the only solution that I will be a part of. There's no such thing as improving a nursing home. If you improve it, it's not a nursing home. The only way to improve it is to put people in their own home with the help they need. That's the way that they can improve nursing homes. I don't want a nursing home. I want my home. All right? There it is. So Inner Sight strikes again. We've come up with a great, great proposal. Executed. It's up to the agencies to realize that they are not servicing people in the way that they should be. Take a survey. Ask anybody. Would you rather be in your own home or in a nursing home? That's the question. See what you get. I guarantee you, 99% will say, I'd rather be in my own home with the help that I need. And these agencies, if they really care about us, will pursue this. You know, and let the politicians know. Go to change.org, sign our petition. We're revising it. Sign the petition. Let the politicians know that people in my community want this and need this. Not only do they want it, they need it. So that they can be more productive and safer and healthier and enjoy their family more, if that be the case. You know, sometimes family can be the worst, but sometimes it's the best. Each situation is different. But the agencies must realize that this idea not only helps the constituency, the disabled constituency in the community, it helps the people in the agencies too. Because someday it's going to be you. You know? What are you going to do? All right, you stay in your own home. Let's say you have some money. Stay in your own home. You'll spend the money. Maybe it takes a year or two. Your situation changes and worsens, and then the state comes in, and they put you in a damn nursing home. After you spent all your money to try to stay out. But with our way, the money will not run out as long as it's dealt with in the proper way. People can make donations to it. The agencies can fundraise for it. And in doing so, help themselves. So that's the idea. And the government, the law should say that the government should put up half of what the agency should raise half, and the government should raise half. That's how it should work. And they'd still save money, especially if they got rid of these damn nursing homes. So there's the Inner Sight word for tonight, and I want to thank all our friends for helping us keep this show on the air. We greatly appreciate it. We are working on a brochure. Matter of fact, we're going to have maybe three different brochures. You know, one on the nursing homes. I'm thinking of entitling it, Nursing Homes Should Be Against the Law. 852 New York. They should be against the law. They're horrible places. They rob people of everything, especially the residents. They overburden the taxpayers. And they deny people medical help, that may be unconventional, but is helpful. There's a lot of that around. So join with Inner Sight. Come to the news conference. Any agency that would like to come to the news conference and announce that they have contacted their politicians to try and get a law passed so that they're allowed to fundraise to keep people out of nursing homes. We'd love to have you at the news conference, especially if you want to, if you can make an announcement like that and give the details and tell people where they can write or contact the same politician. See, with this idea, it follows the way independent living operates, because the agency would be helping people in their own community. Every agency would work in their own community to keep people safe and in their own homes and out of nursing homes. That's how it would work. That way you don't deplete the system. You know, I mean, you can still reach out and attract celebrities and all that, and television and whatever, to get them to come in and do a concert or a show or something. But it would be for the constituency in the community that would make a difference. And let people come together when the politician is drafting the law to make sure that the right thing is in there. Very important. So there you have the Inner Sight dream, and it's not a nightmare. It's a good dream. Just like Martin had a dream, and he never really realized it. Well, he's up there now and looking down on us. We need your help, Martin, bring about this Inner Sight dream and turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and give people the help they need to remain in their own home. We urge every citizen who believes in justice and freedom to jump on the bandwagon and help us bring this about. So don't forget, February 27th, the first news conference that I know of its to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We get calls every day from people who are in shelters on a waiting list who need housing. So Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Again, our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Or you can send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And we'd be happy to acknowledge you and answer you. Or call the Inner Sight hotline. Leave your phone number, 631-224-3090. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Have some fun around here tomorrow night. So catch us on Blog Talk Radio, and we are on Manhattan Neighborhood Network Wednesday nights at 11 o'clock. We've had some trouble with programming, so we may miss a couple of weeks, but we'll be back in the studio early next month. Tonight on Channel 20, check out Inner Sight at 9:30 tonight. Inner Sight, 9:30 tonight, Channel 20. Channel 115. We were on 20 last year. They switched us. Channel 115. 115. Tonight at 9:30. 115. Inner Sight. Freedom. All right. Thank you very much for listening. And we hope the right people were listening. If you heard the show and you want people to get on the bandwagon and propose this law, tell them to listen to Inner Sight if they want to hear it. In the Blog Talk Radio archive, you can listen to our show anytime you want. And again, thank you to all our friends. Thanks, Suffolk Bus Corp. All the friends who make a difference. And we are determined to make this happen. Inner Sight means freedom. And there's no freedom for millions of us as long as we have the threat of a nursing home hanging over our head. There will never be freedom. Turn them into accessible housing. And let us remain in our own home. Come on, agencies. You can do it. Do it not only for us. Do it for yourself. Because tomorrow it could be you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.